Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. I got feelings for you. Hope you ain't loving the crew. How many bodies you got? Pray it ain't more than a few. Know that you dealt with some lions when you was young and in school. He had to pop your chair, but I got it wet like a pool. She got a new G-Wag, she wanna hit highlight room and show it out. Got a new body, girl, show it out. It's a Brazilian, I know it's all. Toned up and she got a six-pack. Look like she used to play volleyball. American Express, you can have it all. Cold to the face, you can have it all. Fuck your main page, what's your finster? I wanna know the real you. You started dancing to pay your tuition, girl, I wanna know what you been through. You want a boutique or you wanna sell hair? Just let me know what you into. If you out in public and he want your number, just tell him my nigga will spin you.
The way you make me feel these days. Some getting dry for your baby girl. Smoke a nigga tar for your baby girl. Burn somebody block for your doorway. You make me feel these days. Coming out my body for your baby girl. Wipe them like you snotty for your baby girl. Coming out my body for your.
Damn, just turned on the news and seen that man who never got pussy in school and making laws about what women could do. I gotta protect you. I'm a made man, tied in all the way, baby, so I gotta respect you. Niggas put hands on you in the past, insecure because your body is pressure. Four words when I think about them is crusty, musty, dusty, rusty. Eight words when I think about us is fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. Disrespect, yeah, and I smack them. The text that you say in the captions. The videos we got ever leaked, we going viral or going platinum. Don't worry about your friend's story when I had her alone. She gon' try and put some extras on to take you out of your zone. You know how it goes when they can't get a reservation up in Carbone. They gon' tell you it's a chill night, tell you how they rather stay home. Yeah. Jealous assholes, yeah. And I know what I said about being involved, but just like that R&B group from the 90s, girl, one call, I'll get you involved. One call, you in runway shows. One call, I'm sitting front row. One wrong call from your ex, nigga, saying dumb shit or get him sent home. One call and my niggas 10 toes, down to go wherever I say go. Even if we gotta travel across the globe, down and take it to the end of the road. For real.
The way you make me feel these days. For your baby girl. Smoke a nigga tar for your baby girl. Burn somebody block for your doorway. You make me feel these days. Coming out my body for your baby girl. Wipe them like you snotty for your baby girl. Coming out my body for your.
Hey y'all, peace and blessings. We got some wonderful music here on the build. Welcome to our RUNT Network Radio. And right now it is open mic session, so we'll have a guest caller here on the platform. You know what I'm saying? Just have some time to vent, you know. It just be a lot of serious things that happen. We want to make sure that we're showing that love and support. Click the follow button at the top of the page. Those who are tuned in, thank you again for your love and support. This show is also downloadable on all major devices, so feel free to listen anytime. Peace and love. Let's go and get it.
Crazy, and that's fine, because you gon' need it to match mine. We're both worth saving, even though we might be beautiful and broken. Beautiful and broken, I guess that's just my time. Beautiful and broken, beautiful and broken, your eyes resemble mine.
All right, that was Gene Noble with Beautiful and Broken. I'm going to bring in our guest speaker. Shout out, caller ending in 6415. How you doing?
Yes, how you doing? How you doing? Steve Wilson here.
Thank you so much for joining the show.
How y'all doing today? So just tell me what we're talking about so we can walk off you.
Okay. Well, you know, I know that we talk about a lot of things, variety of things here on this network. You know, sometimes it can be about a person's business. Sometimes it can be about a person's experience. And sometimes it can be, you know, seeing things over and over again and speaking on it and actually people that I've met that take action, you know, the best way that they know how to make a difference in the community, you know. In this case, you know, I got to meet you, you know, I got to talk to you and stuff like that. And, you know, although there's some things that we can't control, we still, you know, make the best out of our situations and, you know what I'm saying, utilize these platforms to be able to, like, really speak our mind. So was there anything that you'd like to share, you know, that is open mic? Those that might want to share as well, you can also call in 845-277-9299. But for the next 30 minutes, we'll just have this live show. Those who call in will be able to enter into the back room afterwards. Is there anything that you'd like to kind of break the ice with, some things that you might be thinking currently?
Well, back on that topic that we were speaking on earlier about the awareness on just guns and violence, you know, about how we just need to get a hold on this whole situation. Like, we have to actually start coming together more and start making our kids be aware of how dangerous these weapons are and how they can end people's life. Because I have several family members right now. One is going incarcerated and the other one is in the morgue because of lack of communication within the home and just a lot of things, you know. It's like the main thing is we have to be more aware of what our kids are doing. You know, we got to watch them. We got to check on them more. Even watch what they watch on the internet. You know, like, ask your kids, what you looking at on the internet? What are you looking at? Is that something positive? You know, so.
I can agree with the, you know, the electronic, the technology is just so easy. Then, you know, a decade ago, it was still a bit of a struggle to get, like, the best of anything. Now it's like it's available. And it's hard to detect when your child has been influenced way too much with something even schools permit to have, you know. And it plays a major part. And, you know, also, you know, being a single mom, I tried my best to give my daughter that opportunity to know what to play, you know, how to play outside, how to be active in sports and things like that, you know, making sure that she is as productive as I knew how to be, you know? So it's kind of sometimes the situations, you know, circumstances and the environment. So
how they've been raised, right. Because a lot of kids are less fortunate to have, you know, activities in their life. And the only thing they do have is to, you know, because I notice all my kids do when they at their mama's house is be on electronics. And they don't even know how to function unless they don't have those around. Like, they could have just a book around. and like all productive stuff. And they'll turn around and look at you and say, I'm bored. And I have to look at them like and tell them like, well, you'd have been really bored if you grew up with us because we didn't have none of that stuff y'all have.
Yeah, but one thing that we did have was imagination, you know what I'm saying? Like, we was able to make up games, different things like that, you know, to have fun.
Yeah.
And that's why I taught her how to do at least that. But sometimes it's just like, you know, you do what you can, even when you feel like, hey, I don't want them to be in the situation I was in or whatever.
Right.
Fighters had to go on through and stuff. So they don't get it, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes it's just however that experience is supposed to come for them, it's just going to have to be and just know that you did what you could, you know? It's one of those things.
The sad thing about it is I was watching TV the other day, and you know, they got settlements for everything now, right? And they were saying you can get a settlement just because your kid has been taught by the internet, basically saying that they had already put out all these bad messages. Now that your kid already learned all this stuff, it's too late to deprogram them. So they're eligible for money because now they got all these psychological problems from looking at the internet all day.
Well, you know.
What you think about?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I just always. I go back in an experience, like, it's good to tell your children, you know, hey, don't believe all the stuff you be looking at. And don't be acting on that stuff just because you see other people doing it, you know?
Right.
The same things that your grandparents taught you, you realize now you done took their place and started talking like them, you know? I'm not sure what your age is, you know what I mean? But you know, you got that privilege to get that knowledge from your grandparents, you know what I'm saying? So it'd be kind of like you feel pretty old yourself when you started to correct the kids and stuff, you know.
Uh-huh. And then we find ourselves using the same things, too. Like, I used to hear one back in the day when I was young, and my parents used to always say, boy, if your friends jump off the bridge, you going to jump off the bridge with them? And I'd be like, no. Well, basically, you following up behind them to go get in trouble is like the same thing.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah,
I took heed. I took heed.
Yeah. That saying came to my mind as well. You know, I just try to find that bigger perspective over, you know, like, it came from my grandma, you know. Those sayings, those things plant seed, even though I didn't understand, thinking I know everything at the age that those kids are at now. So it's just like when a person has grown past your knowledge and your wisdom, and they're in situations that maybe you didn't, you know, either been there, done that, or haven't experienced, it's their experience. And and it sucks when, you know, other people and other loved ones are hurt in that process, because all it is really is love. It's a lot of love that's, you know, not seen after, because again, social media and all those other platforms is telling you what's perfect and what's good and what's acceptable when, you know, there's no platform to talk anymore, have conversations and, you know, make sure that there's logic behind what's being said, you know, on both parties, you know, like, you know.
And a lot of what's going on right now, I'm sorry to cut you off, but a lot of things going on right now is like you say, they're getting reality confused with these reality shows and stuff that come on TV, and it's like life is way more serious than that. It's a lot of stuff going on. Not to say to be serious about everything, you got to have a sense of humor, got to laugh, got to joke sometimes, but a lot of times, you know, you got to come serious because you want the person who you're talking to understand your message and what you're talking about and how you're breaking it down.
Gotcha.
So that was all, you know, I had to say. Yeah, but you go ahead.
It's okay. It's understandable. It's like really appreciating this time to really speak about what matters. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
It's like really, really reaching out to our youth and working mm-hmm. together to do those things. You know?
Right.
Instead of being quiet about it. Another friend of mine was talking about big brothers and big sisters. And I thought that was, like, interesting. You know what I'm saying? Why not use platforms that are already existing in communities that you probably don't hear much about or find a way to get involved in that, you know, once you're, you know, you've had experience behind your belt.
Right, and you made it out of your situation, and you can afford to speak up on, you know, stuff that, like you say, the youth is going through. Because they'll listen to a person who, you know, kind of fits the description of the people who they look up to. Like, if, for instance, like, they see me, and they say, he dressed like a certain rapper, you know, but I'm not a rapper, but I speak real intelligent. But I look like I dress like, you know, I'm dressed like, okay, well, I dress like a hip-hop person or something like that. So most likely they'll listen to me faster than they'll listen to a person, you know, that's always into politics and wearing suit and ties and stuff like that, because they'll feel like I'm on their level. Like, oh, he on that urban level, you know.
Right, and that's what I feel like we need more of. I think more people are being quiet about matters until it's too late.
Right.
And the thing of when it's too late is, like, families have already been separated. No one feels
tragic.
Like they've been heard, you know what I mean? Even though people in the room understand, it's just so much that's going on that it's, you know, not enough time to really get down to the basics of what that main problem is. Like, it's already done, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, the best next thing is to be an example, you know, like, continue doing your best at what you're doing, but also help other people along the way, because you now, like I said, had that experience, you know, and sometimes when people speak up about it, you never know who can relate to it.
Right.
And that's what it is about, you know, with this network, is just people being able to express it. Also, hopefully it encourages change in the communities in different areas, you know, just even in your own household at some point.
Right.
You know, letting it start with the core, you know, figure out how to heal yourself, you know what I'm saying, and learn how to forgive yourself for certain things that might have happened personally, you know, for that to be going on now, you know what I'm saying, and look at those cycles and see what you can do to break those things going on currently, you know. But
like you were speaking on setting examples and stuff. I'm the youngest of five brothers, and I had my oldest brother come to me one time, right, and he made me feel real good, and I never really thought that he learned anything or paid attention to what I was doing, but he pulled me to the side one day and said to himself, and he's kind of arrogant too, he's an Aries, so they don't like to tell you when you write, but he was like, man, I learned a lot from you, bro. I learned a lot from you, you know, because how you carry yourself. And I asked him, and I was like, what did you learn from me? He said, I just learned from you, like, how you don't talk about stuff, you just get on top of it. Like, if you had talked about it, you won't talk about it too much more long. The next role, you'll see me doing what I said I was going to do. And that goes with, you know, keeping your word on stuff that you say you're going to do. You say you're going to do something, go and do it. And that way, people, they won't feel like that you will let them down, you know. Especially
right.
when it comes to, like, message or setting examples, anything.
Yeah. I think you do a good job at, like, breaking things down. You know,
kind of
look forward
that.
to, like, just breaking things down, simplifying them. I understand, like, you know, writing your topics and being straight to the point about those things are important. But, like, today I just really wanted it to be as freestyle as possible. Like, this is how we all really connect with one another in real time, you know what I'm saying? And
that's cool.
And
that's
just cool. And just learn better ways to grow.
Yes.
I will go ahead and just give us a little time to digest, you know, gather our thoughts about it. Those who are sending a comment down below, we'll read up on those. But I thank you again for your love and support. We'll be back here in a couple of minutes. Let's kind of get into King's Zone with I Want You. Enjoy.
You exceed expectations, that's why I fuck with you. Halle, you're one in a million, you're so untouchable. I'm Mr. Huxtable, baby, I'm trying to make you clear. Your body banging all the way up to your wavy hair. The type to make you look, but damn, I think I might have said. They dreaming about the moments that we possibly can share. I know you got the juice, that's why I brought myself a cup. Shit, I'm good looking, opportunities, then try your luck. My game tight, my words come right, you would think I'm pimping Ken. Your flavor of love, I'ma call you cinnamon. You got that pretty skin, oh my God, you're genuine. No filters needed on the app, you say you don't pretend. I need that in locations where you be at, so we can get it poppin'. If you like me, give me feedback. We ain't getting no younger and time ain't slowing up. So while I got your attention, I'm trying to know what's up. Yeah, I want you,
yeah, I want
baby, yeah, I want you.
Yeah, I want you,
yeah, I want you,
yeah, I want
you. Anything to flaunt you,
to flaunt.
You caught my eye, and my sights don't ever lie.
Don't ever lie.
No motives, baby, I'm just trying to make you mine.
Make you mine.
Yeah, I want you,
yeah, I want
baby, yeah, I want you.
Yeah, I want you,
yeah, I want you,
yeah, I want
you. Anything to flaunt you,
to flaunt.
You caught my eye, and my sights don't ever lie.
Don't ever lie.
No motives, baby, I'm just trying to make you mine.
Make you mine.
Yeah, yeah. Do this pimping, baby, you can be my doozy lover. The way that thing sit up, I'm trying to be your booty rubber. Yeah, you like that, you don't even fight back. I know you like it rough, I bite you, then you bite back. We can rendezvous to entertain a nightcap. If I'm hungry, you're a meal and a nice snack. Sorry, fuck that diet, your whole style is vibrant. Girl, you fly like planes, I'm trying to be your pilot. Or autopilot, I might just watch the view. All you need is attention, I'm about to pay my dues. Take you to a place where you can wear your bathing suit. Look at you, girl, you red hot just like tomato soup. Mm-mm, better, bet I can get you wetter. Mesmerize your mind, have you writing four-page letters. Do the pimping, it's only the beginning. Yeah, you a trophy girl, I guarantee I'm about to win. Yeah, I want you,
yeah, I want
baby, yeah, I want you.
Yeah, I want you,
yeah, I want you,
yeah, I want
you. Anything to flaunt you,
to flaunt.
You caught my eye, and my sights don't ever lie.
Don't ever lie.
No motives, baby, I'm just trying to make you mine.
White people, I am not your Negro. Yeah, black people, y'all just got your hero. All these rap demons, I'm about to depot. Me and Asada, my ATLian alter ego. The Queen of Sheba and Musa Keita, producer heater. Salute your teacher, my newest leader, the future leader. A testament of my evolution to excellence. To be or not to be human, that's what the question is. I'm still the answer regardless. Rappers is moving targets. Acknowledge me as the smartest passenger moving forward. My little sister bars blast like Kalashnikov. Just because heavy bass dance like Baryshnikov. The sound pierce like bullets and swords from a nation under attack. Like bulletin boards and I'm repping a foundation to the fullest of course. Today another life was lost and it could have been yours. Whether in Colorado or Collie Park, you but a mile apart from the sharpness of my remarks. The black oligarch making weaponry out of art. My supplier so messiah told me we gotta talk. I walk through the dark. Now do I roll deep or do I hold heat? Now am I laid back or a control freak? Rocking the crown gilded in gold leaf. I'm from a place where the people dream but don't sleep.
You are now tuned in to the classics. This fine art needs work to the masses. Ain't met a man or woman yet, cause the past is cheers to the slaughter, every bow your head and raise your glasses. You are now tuned in to the classics. This fine art needs work to the masses. Ain't met a man or woman yet, cause the past is cheers to the slaughter, every bow your head and raise your glasses.
Look, I don't want to keep this dialogue alive. They still don't know I'm out for blood, I'm not surprised. I keep my fangs well hidden behind a model smile. And this tyrannical grammar stay italicized by design. I'm emphatically beast over every domain. I surveil me, pray a state to paralysis with my rabid eyes. And me and thought together, portrait of your worst fears. The darkness come to light when two leviathans are fraternizing. My stock's spinning from God's innards to moral sentences. Till every mob within yards beyond penitence. Squad minute for meanest demeanor and lauren lyrics. We broke God's inner tables and squat like Zalan. Titular album home. Me, I'm scripture embodied, holy succeed, so the fiend to redeem a picture of pious quoting my verses like I'm second coming, that's just one way that I've been hurt described. I'm old Boston, LaCrosse, and Tupac, and the cause is all eyes on me when I occupy space immersed in white. Cause I'm lit like a 7 day, my third eye lit, stay wide open like it's broken, it's unsettling. It's a high risk going up against my pedigree, it's black thoughts and rock the ibis in its pedal way.
You are now tuned in to the classic. Fine art leaders work to the masses. Ain't met a man or woman yet, cause the past is cheers to the slaughter. Every bow your head and raise your glasses. You are now tuned in to the classics. This fine art leaders work to the masses. Ain't met a man or woman yet, cause the past is cheers to the slaughter. Every bow your head and raise your glasses.
The atom split a dark matter enigmatic figure. Dwelling shadow, then emerge with my genetics triggered. The sleeping dying, the ether supply, you keep them wired. So in every verse of this circuit, you make repeat required.
Fired a live round out of the cartridge. The foul words written on parchment. High and exhausted, police and fire department. Main culprit, a glimmer in the eye of the target. The mind of a marksman.
The word source was preferred source of that black magic. The same orifice, the fame voiceless, the fat acid. The dream eater, the green reaper, the steam killer. The sonic boom and the MC and Elohim meter.
The sights of the grim reaper, the gatekeeper, the late creeper, the street sweeper, that thing deeper, the complete speaker, the Bengali. Went from reaper in the alley to freedom with a Somali. On the beaches of Malawi, now we the luminary, the heavy pituitary. Knew it very early on, I be the legendary. Hot as the side of my vocabulary, contemporary. Personally autographing every obituary. Y'all.
All right, we're back on the line. What's up, everybody? What's up? Before we start back with our conversation, yeah, if you want to, you know, go into your details, you know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, this is that space for, you know, the talk. But, you know what I'm saying, also protect your business, because I know that you're currently going through it, you know what I'm saying? So
I'm not gonna be as specific.
Okay. And then before we do start, I wanted to know if you had like a song request. I know that you said that you was into like certain R&B songs, stuff like that or whatever. Is there something specific you would like to hear?
That Tupac, Hold Your Head Up.
All right, got you. Let's go on and get into this song here by Sebastian Michael with Tom. We're going to get into that song. All right, hold your head up. We're going to get down to it. Enjoy.
Ain't she something? Sundress on with her hair in a braid. Something special. Our connection's more physical. Level one, spiritual. And that's just how my heart is won. Just let my love fall, and love will fall on you. I feel like I got one that I can show mama.
You
can
count
on
that 12 inch
rule. And we'd still be angel deep. But I don't know wrong for baby, just spread and receive my love.
I can spend a day out if you want. I can take you places, wanna come. I can spend a day until you're down. Cause for you I got
Hello.
All right, y'all. We are back. We are back. Thank you again for your love and support by tuning in. I just wanted to keep this that open platform. And we've been getting into a deep discussion about, you know, the violence within the home, the violence within the siblings, you know what I'm saying, things that you try your best to prevent, but it still keep happening. And sometimes our children got to learn by experience. But, you know, I just wanted you to be able to have the platform to kind of just speak your case, you know, speak what you want to share. I think that's a kind of a form of healing, too, in its own way, because I know that you're kind of going through it. So speak your mind, bro.
Yes, yes. All right. I'm currently going through a lot of stuff with my whole family right now. I just had, one death, one person incarcerated, and my youngest child is now dramatically going through something for the rest of her life. She's going to be seeing these visions of all this stuff that's happening right now. So what we have to do right now as a community, we have to really step up and really pay attention to what our kids got going on, because if we don't, we all going to become victims and go through the same thing what I'm going through right now. And if I can speak up and say something and help another parent out and reach out and touch another parent from what the stuff that I'm saying, I'll do what I have to do. But in my case, I kind of feel like it's like too late, and I don't want this to happen to somebody else. But with my case, you know, my son, you know, he went and did some crazy stuff, and now the rest of his life is gone. And I try to speak with him every day before all of this stuff happened and let him know it's like in the blink of an eye you can lose your life. In the blink of an eye you can look around and you'll have, and the judge will say 40 to 50 years. You know, you have to be appreciative of what you got going on out here in this world. And I really appreciate this beautiful lady right here for letting me speak on her platform and let me speak my mind, and because I really need it to time to vent, and I haven't really got to talk to anyone. I've been crying my eyes out for the last couple of weeks, and I'm really kind of, you know, messed up. But at the same time, I have to stay strong for my kids and other kids out there so they don't become a victim or a statistic of these streets, because I'm study every day trying to break these generational curses, and I'm already going through it right now. I was in DCFS custody. My kids end up going through some similar stuff, and I'm trying to break this cycle, you know, because my parents didn't have enough education to break the cycle. So it's up to us now to put our foot down and say, hey, something's going to change. Like, we have to change something. You know, we can't just sit by and let life just go on and play out like it's going out, because if that's the case, in a couple more years, everybody going to be doomed. Because nobody is stepping up and saying anything, you know. And so that's mainly what I'm trying to do, is trying to raise people in town, get these awarenesses out, you know, speak to your kids, watch it, look what they're looking at on the internet, ask them where they're going, ask them where they coming from, ask them what they got on them. Some kids, you got to check them down. So, like, my kids, I have to literally be security at the door and check them down, like, you got any weapons on you? You know, get us a metal detector at my front door at my house. And when you have to do stuff like that in your own household, that lets you know that it's out of control. We have to get control. We have to get control. Our own kids, you know, feel like they have more control than us because of stuff that they watch on TV. And we have to step in. You know, not saying that make them be completely boring, go back to what we used to have to do back in the day and have study hour and all that other boring stuff, but we got to tighten up on these kids, because if we don't tighten up on them, somebody else will father them, somebody else will mother them. They'll probably be in jail getting fathered by a whole nother person that's not even their father, but now they got to respect this person because that's what they chose to live the rest of their life. And they could have been speaking to their real parent, you know, and get to them before it gets too late. Because right now I'm crying because I feel like it's too late. you know, for me, you know. But at the same time, for the next person that's out there listening, they might be able to reach their kids before they go out there and make that bad decision, you know.
Right.
There's too much stuff out in this world where kids can go and set a good example for other kids instead of setting a bad example for kids. Like, okay, well, you know, you see all these other kids over here doing, you know, I used to be different when I was a kid. I've seen a lot of kids in the crowd doing bad and stuff. I want to be different. I say, you know what? I want to be by myself. I want to be that kid that looked at, okay, well, this school is dangerous, but that kid, he always by himself. So apparently he must got some sense because he's not following the crowd, you know, and I've been like that since high school. And I have other kids come up to me and tell me they liked how the way I conducted myself, even in high school. You know what I'm saying? Coming out of high school to being, because I grew up in foster care. And I knew when I was a kid, like, you know, I'm going to grow up. I'm going to have to pay bills. I can't depend on nobody because I don't have no family members that can help me. So I'm already out here. Like, at 13 and 14, I had to figure out where I was going to lay my head, where I was going to give me something to eat. You know, my kids didn't have to go through that. You know, like, my son that's facing all this time now, he didn't have to go through none of this stuff. Like, he had a good life. He didn't have to choose the road that he chose. You know, just like when I, you know, watched the movie Menace to Society, Cain daddy asked him, he said, do you care if you live or die? Cain told his dad he didn't know. And then when he was dying, he thought about all this stuff, and it replayed over his head, and he thought about all that stuff. And he thought about it, like, man, I wish I could have told my granddaddy that I cared about living. You know what I'm saying? But it's too late now. You got to do it before it's too late. That's all I'm saying to everybody. Make a decision before it's too late, because everything can end with a blink of an eye. We don't have forever to think about stuff. You see how the world is going these days. Look what's going on. You could just go outside and just look at your environment, and that'll tell you right there, whatever I'm doing right now, I need to get on top of it, and I need to get it moving. I need to get the ball rolling. You know, I need to get it rolling because our community is doomed. If somebody don't step up and say something, we all doomed. Because after us, it ain't going to be no other generation with some sense. Because the one that's up under us, because I'm 42, and the generation up under me and up under that generation, they have no guidance. And a lot of them, it's not their fault. You know, it's not their fault. It's what they've been taught. You know, you have to deprogram yourself. Like, if you've been taught a lot of bull crap in your lifetime, you've been programmed already, you got to deprogram yourself. You got to deprogram all the bull crap that they taught you, and try to learn what's right, what's morally right. You know, and a lot of times it's common sense. A lot of times it's common sense. Like, you know, you see a little kid walking in the street, stop that little kid. Don't let them just walk in the street and get hit by a car. Common sense. You know, and that's a lot of things with a lot of other messages in life. You know, you see a kid going down the bad road, wrong road. Hey, kid, don't do that. You throw your whole life away, kid. I talk to a lot of kids, you know, and they came to me later on down in life, and I didn't even recognize when they got older because they had hair on their face and everything, and they wasn't kids anymore. And they say, man, I learned a lot from you. I'm like, what? From me? I don't even know who you is. And then they'll break it down to me, like, okay. So they let me know that even when I was younger, I was spreading positive messages to people and didn't even know it. You know, and that's powerful when you can do stuff like that.
Right, yeah, it's planting a seed, because sometimes it's just like you can say the same thing to your child and they won't hear it until they hear it from other people, and that's where that experience comes from, you know. That's just where it comes from sometimes, and so, you know, a lot of prayer, affirmations, a lot of different things that we have to do, even with that action that you were talking about, you know what I'm saying? Do everything you possibly can do, but when you can't, yeah, it's just that let go, you know, that hard let go.
Yeah, you can't do everything.
It's like a hard let go, because, you know, you recognize that it's got to be a stronger power, a higher resource than what you're able to do with the capability that you were able to do it in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And what's so crazy, we was born with the gift. We was born, like everybody in this world right now that's a different race are all emulating black people. They are, so we are already up one. So people don't already listen to us. We just got to learn how to, you know, set ourselves, put ourselves in position to speak with a large amount, a multitude of people and get our messages out there and stuff. Because we are already, like, whether you know it or not, when you walk outside the house, every day you walk outside the house, somebody is paying attention to you, watching you. And it depends on you what type of message you're going to set, you know, when you walk out that door. You know, how they gonna look at you. You know, how, you know, even though you as a person, you're not supposed to care as a person think about your opinion like that when they be over-opinionated. But, like, when you come out the door and you got your morals and your standards and you got your goals and all that stuff together, people look up to that. You know, they say that person has a goal. They got something they're trying to achieve. You know, I like to see how they move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was like, I used to be a door-to-door sales, and they'll tell me, like, you can tell the person who was making the most money on when they first stepped out, because the person that was walking around kicking rocks and stuff, you could tell that person wasn't really making no money. But the person that you see walking real fast and they walking with assertiveness, that's the person that's going to go get to something. He's going. He got a goal to see. He got a quarter to make at the end of the day. He said he gave himself a goal, like, okay, well, I got to reach out to at least 5 people a day. You know what I'm saying? Or at least 3 people a day. But long as you meet people, you know, and achieve something, because some people don't get no message across. They might just spend their whole day talking about nothing. And then you'll think to yourself, like, man, I'm wasting my whole day just talking about nothing. I could have
or listening
been,
to nothing.
More, yeah.
Sometimes it's not just talking. It's the what they're listening to too. That's a whole nother. That's a whole nother show. As far as you know, what a person listens to, that also can play a major part with what's going on. And sometimes you don't know it until it's already happened. You know, so.
Exactly.
With that being said, those who do tune into this show, don't forget to send your music to this network so that we can show that love and support. All the requests, and really thank you for that as well. That's sendmp3aun@gmail.com. Any other shows, interviews, stuff like that, that's always the best way to reach out to the platform. And I'm just thank you for, you know, taking the time. I hope that it was just like a little bit of relief, you know what I'm saying?
I thank you. You just don't know how much you helped me out today. I really appreciate you letting me get that off my chest and vent and talk about that. Because that really meant a lot to me, and I really appreciate that.
No problem. Anytime. You know, anytime. It gave my show something that was real, you know what I'm saying? Something that's physically going on.
Yes.
And
yes.
It had me really think of a song by Tahuti Haru. It's called Stop the Violence. He's from New Orleans.
I thought I was listening to that last night.
Really?
Yeah, but it's the old school version, you know, with all the old school rappers on there that stopped the violence, mm-hmm. that put it together. Self-Destruction, that's the name of it.
Self-Destruction. Gotcha. I think just check it out. I'll send the information in the comments below or whatever so people can reference to the music. But yes, yeah, Tahuti Haru. It's called Stop the Violence. And I'll just say, you know, peace and love. You know what I'm saying? This is, you know, save the number. You might be able to be a guest another time, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I appreciate you.
Yes.
And thank you for tuning in to the network.
And I appreciate you, too.
Yeah. It's Ghetto Rebel Music. You know what I'm saying? Man, we gotta come together out here. You know what I'm saying? We can't be doing all this killing and slaughtering each other no more. You know what I'm saying? You heard me? Man, these people got us in that silent war, and we gotta peep the game, dawg. So peep my game like this, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Look, cops killing blacks and we killing each other. Why we can't be from different hoods and still be brothers? You black, I'm black. We all in the same struggle. We all trying to make it out of service through them bubbles. But thanks to the young thugs and the rich homies, every day another black dropped in the ditch, homie. The media stupid and they make it the cool thing, and everybody not knowing that it's the fool thing. I'm puffing on this blunt, trying to stay above water, trying to baptize my niggas in love water. I say come as you are, whether killer or drug dealer, ain't nobody judging ya, cause it's all love, nigga. Because the system that turn us into animals, some McDonald's, Burger King, GMO eating cannibals, and all that bullshit, it just target our brain. That's why the murder rate high. So tell me who you blame, love. There's so much violence going on in this world, man. Gotta make it better for the little boys and girls, man. There's so much violence going on, you gotta peep that. So knowledge in your pistol, better keep that. Darren Wilson must have headed out for Mike Brown. So when he seen him, he said, that's that nigga run my strike down. Why? Eric couldn't chill in front that Kohler store without getting choked, tell his breath was no more. Tamir Rice, that kid was only 12 years old when he was blown away by the 12 gauge in the cold. A mob in the getting rolled was a crazy stop. Body cam off as he was shot by the lady cop. Brian had seen her a bit for what he did to Sandra. The way it happened, somebody snitched and they planned her. Trayvon, you ain't forgot, fuck that nigga Zimmerman. If I see him in person full of holes, I'm feeling him. In front of his mama, they popped up Jason Harris. I could imagine her heart aches caused by the savage. I know for a fact I'm probably on they shit list, but little do they know them crackers on my hit list, bitch. There's so much violence going on in this world, man. Gotta make it better for the little boys and girls, man. There's so much violence going on, you gotta peep that. So knowledge in your pistol, better keep that. The hole is stuck, violence in you like a pulley. America is Debo, the world's biggest bully. Telling me the Palestinians is a terrorist. In case you forgot, let me remind you what your terror shit. Tulsa, Oklahoma in 1921, 3,000 blacks killed by army tanks and guns. United peoples established little Africa, and in 2 days it got ravaged by the savage, bruh. In Philadelphia of May 1985, police helicopters drop bombs from the sky. Tell me about somebody who ain't got no feelings. The flames killed 6 adults and 5 children. I bet if I hauled off and killed some white people, lethal injection after I'm sentenced to life. People, Dylan killed 9 blacks, got arrested with a vest on, cause he was raised in an emotionally deaf home. There's so much violence going on in this world, man. Gotta make it better for the little boys and girls, man. There's so much violence going on, you gotta peep that. So knowledge in your pistol, better keep that. There's so much violence.
Working hard every day, baby, I see you. It takes a hustle to do all the things that you do. You turn me on every day of the week. You get the bag so your family can eat. A hardworking man is what makes me weak. Baby, tell me what you want. You can tell me what you need. And then I'm gonna show you love. You can have all of me. It's all about what you want. what you need. You can have every part of me. Me. Sit back, baby, relax. Put your mind at ease. Let me cater to you back. Shift your energy. Sit back, baby, relax. Put your mind at ease. Sit back, baby, relax, relax.
Clean my skin cause I love my face. Ain't got time for all that stressing. I'm receiving all my blessings. About to love and hug myself cause I got time today. Whatever happened yesterday, guess what, ain't worried about it. On my masterpiece today, you know I'm about it. I ain't stressing about no bills. I ain't got no time to chill. Put some problems in my face, I'm just gonna bounce about it. Like, why you mad at me? Because I chose to love myself, yes I am proud of me. Not where I'm trying to go just yet, but I'm about to be. Now put your hands up in the sky and be thankful you still here and stop asking them why. Lord, I got it, you know I got it. Look, buddy, I got it. And ain't nobody on this earth gon' ever come and stop it. Cause I'm from the country, South, got son to say. Spun a big boy with 3K, and they let me bounce out of my shoulder pocket. Bounce on shoulder, feel the vibe.
I ain't stressing today,
yo.
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. You negative, well, I ain't got time.
I ain't stressing today,
yo.
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. Love is on my mind.
I ain't stressing today.
Hold
yeah.
up.
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. I'ma tell you one more time.
I ain't stressing today.
Yeah.
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. Watch my whip today. I buffed it up good with the shimmy. Feeling good, think I might just pull up on my granny. We watch that Wheel of Fortune while we eat that turkey chicken. She tell me that she been thinking one day I'm gon' win a Grammy. I say now shout out to my barber, that boy on a mission. Got my line so crispy when I talk they pay attention. And my lady is so bad, swear she was born in her bag. Had to give her extra care to go tip her beautician. Like how you look that good, I'm about to show you off, let's cruise up through my neighborhood. You said my partner tried to holler, boy I wish he would. You know what, I ain't even much tripping. I'm confident in me so can't nobody catch me slipping. And don't call me on FaceTime, I be barely texting. Trying to love her for myself, I'ma send me a message. Nah, please don't hit my line if all you got to do is lie. It don't matter, I ain't gon' check, I'ma be busy flexing. Bounce on shoulder, feel the vibe.
I ain't stressing today.
Yo,
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. You negative, well I ain't got time.
I ain't stressing today.
Yo,
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. Peace and love is on my my mind.
I ain't stressing today.
Hold yeah.
up. I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. I'ma tell you one more time.
I ain't stressing today.
Yeah.
I ain't stressing today.
Bounce. Hey, hold up, hold up. Why you mad at everybody out there? Did you hug yourself today? Bounce. Yo. I ain't stressing today. I ain't stressing today. Yo. Yo. You got somebody who getting on your nerves, trying to ruin your day? Then what you tell them? Yo. I ain't stressing today. I ain't stressing today. Yo, this guy is